Blog Talk Radio.
All right, goddamn it. Well, it's Father's Day. I'm up. I did a whole bunch of shit this morning. I had me a couple of drinks. I still drink. I just don't really be drinking like I was on the shows and the videos and shit. So I'm not alcohol free. I've been fucking drinking this morning. Because it's my motherfucking day. I'm a dad. The way things are going today, you need to be surer than ever about where you stand. As a man, I'm saying, I mean, shit, you can know where you stand as far as on the corner of 14th and K. Hold on. But that's not what I'm talking about, where physically you're standing. I'm talking about where principle-wise you're standing. This is important. What's your credo? What's your tenet? What the fuck do you believe? I know with what I'm going to talk about today, you motherfuckers going to be, you know, upset, or you're going to be happy. Happy as fuck for me, because I think this way. See, I've arrived. As far as reaching my students goes, as far as me matured into a 70-year-old man, as far as me living on the legend that I created for myself, I've arrived. What you should do is keep your eye on Sidewalk University and the graduates. Some of you actually snickered at me when I was honest about the low graduation rate. But I'm like the Marines. 1 out of 10 is going to fucking qualify. Well, that was 3 years ago. My graduation rate has been on the rise. And then last semester, it was 4.5 out of 10. So, I mean, that's 45%. I'm good with that. And this semester looks even more promising. Keeping my focus is a must. I'm telling you, I cannot let anything I do interfere with what I'm actually doing overall. I can't let drinking or fucking smoking weed or whatever the fuck I do interfere with shit. SWU is about to begin another semester in July. The 20th. I mean, think about that. 20 semesters. And I still love what the fuck I'm doing. Now, I do know shit always start off good. And as the semester goes on, motherfuckers start falling off. That's because many are called, but very few are chosen. And only the chosen few are going to graduate from Sidewalk University. Because I make it hella difficult. And I talk so much shit, ain't no way in the fuck you gonna want to be fucking with me. Unless you got what unless you want what I have to offer. So what I'm saying is, I do know shit always gonna start off good, and then it's gonna start falling off. If you're not really about it. See, I have a feeling about this semester. I'll keep you posted, but let me go. I got to say something else. The best part of being involved with this Abadab, as I remember it, was being able to throw a dart at a map and travel to the city and land zone. My partner, Tay, and I would hit the road, headed to wherever the dart landed. And when we got there and never failed, there was motherfuckers that recognized, I'm talking about pimps, there was pimps there that we could kick it with. There was a whole bunch of bitches to fuck with. I mean, it's just, it wasn't our town, but since we knew how to make it or adapt to this town, it was our town. No matter which direction we travel in, I'm very serious. Throw that dart wherever it goes. The pivot that our reputations preceded us. We were welcomed with open arms because they all had heard of us, the hoes and the motherfuckers. Now, the motherfuckers there welcomed us with open arms. But that first night we was in town, and they, you know, trying to welcome us, we didn't go to the after hours with them. We didn't, you know, do whatever the fuck they were saying about let's go do. We did fuck with them and learn what to do. But we stayed on the track, me and Tay, until there was not a bitch on it. Now, after a shot of cognac, in a joint, we headed to check our traps. Now, the next day, after we got out and met up with, you know, a few of them motherfuckers we met the night before, that's the night we learned the town. Because the particular night we met all these motherfuckers, we had to decide which one of them we want to fuck with. Or which ones we want to fuck with. Yeah, we learned the town last night, but I want to learn the town courtesy of the motherfuckers I kind of think is on my level. And I want to know where to go in this town like that. But see, that's live shit. Nobody knew we was thinking that, except us. But that's how we was judged, and the shit was so fucking live, it was just unreal. Police, the squares, the hoes, the other motherfucking niggas in the town all knew and could see there was some Hollywood motherfucking niggas in the town. And they knew if they wanted to not get fronted off, they better step it up. We was so fucking fly. Rolls Royce, Auburn, five white bitches each. Come on, man. You know, when I offer this goddamn 2-for-1 sale, this so you can have action at getting some of this knowledge. Now, the 2-for-1 sale is going strong all this month. It's only like 10 days left. But what I'm saying, we're needed. What I'm saying is, a nigga like me or a nigga like Tay is needed. Because how else are you going to see reality? Now, think about this. This is something else. Because you know today is Father's Day. As parents, you know, we got to be there for our kids. Now, pimp niggas know that. We don't say, fuck them kids. We there, and we really want to be there when they make mistakes in their fucking judgment. Me, you know, my daughter, you know, Lena, and my girl's decision to step fully out on her own was made when she was 16. She wanted to leave home and be on her own. Now, I know 17 was my age. I can't say 17 is going to have to be her age. But what I'm saying is she certainly fucking stepped on her own at 16, paying her own rent. Of course, dad's helping, but I don't give a fuck. So what I'm saying is, being on her own wasn't working out like she thought it would work out. And she called me one day. She was upset and she was thinking that she made a dumb decision. And I'm her dad. And I don't want shit to happen to her. But I told her, nothing you fucking really want to do is going to come easy. And then she reminded me that I told her to follow her plans and things should work out. I mean, she's trying to remember what I'm saying to her. She's trying to put it together in her time of crisis, but it wasn't coming together. And then I reminded her that, you know, I told her when you didn't plan something to a peak and something goes wrong, don't fucking panic. Then you panicking. What's going wrong is just making sure you know you really up for the task you chose. It's all new input for her decisions. I'm saying whatever decision making or whatever decisions she makes at this point is based on what she has learned from me about decisions. Just use your, you know, like I told you, use your newly gained information, you learning shit, and let that help formulate an alternate plan. Because remember, you already planned to bounce back from any little setback you encounter in your life. And you want to know what my motherfucking daughter said to me? She said, that's why you my rock, Dad. You always tell me the truth. She said, I wanted you to say come home, but I needed you to say be strong. And I will, Dad. I love you, Dad. She said that to me. Your fucking kids don't necessarily need or want you to do things for them. Mostly, they just need the truth. That's why when my daughter sends me a message for any occasion, it's real based on what we've been through together. Because I don't pull no punches. Most of the time, all the kids need to know is that you're there for them to bounce their thoughts off of. And I tell my girl, I'm here for them. Because see, now on another note, people are all about money. Any way you can make it, do it. Even the way they accept prisoners is all about the least cost and the most profit. Now, if you're an older black motherfucker with some illness, your chance of going to a private prison is almost the same as an older white person with an illness. That requires care. Why? Because private prisons prefer young black males who are healthy because it costs them less than 10% of the 32,000 they get every year per inmate. White prisons use more of the fucking resources in the prison. That shit costs the prison more of its profits. An inmate who has an illness can end up costing the institution. And we know they ain't trying to go for that shit. The chosen commodity for private prisons is healthy young men of color. Now, can we just keep this in mind? Because, you know, shit's going to be spoken on while I'm talking. New words for you, jitail and pretail. You know, prisons and jails are now like hotels and motels. Since today, all prisons are for profit. This is standing reason the authorities want to make sure they're all at full occupancy. Now, this at one time, across the board, although it is still affecting minorities more, it was across the board. Simple shit like refusing to identify yourself is the reason enough now for the popo to charge you with something. Knowing you ain't, you gonna resist arrest for it. Any little thing that at one time even the motherfucking popo would laugh at is now an arrestable offense. Then your ass is gonna have to go through the changes. You got to dig what I'm saying. It's a fact. Anything for profit got to have goods. And those goods must be made or manufactured. How else can they manufacture prisoners unless they make simple shit that most people do? Criminal acts. Jail is the new word for jails. Jail. Motel and jail. Jail. And pretail is the word for prisons. Prison and hotel together. Pretail. Now, they simply are another asset to some fat cat's motherfucking portfolio. Now, I know it's up to us, you know, to stop letting them trick us into filling their vacancies in jail. Sometimes it's just not worth the hassle to argue with the police. Other times it is. I'm just saying, you got to choose wisely. I be having people from Zimbabwe, Saskatchewan, or some other fucking place near China. All kinds of foreign motherfuckers getting my course. They are letting me know language does not pose a threat to the message in my male confidence course. Manwich is the language we speak. Manwich. And it's universal. And the thing is, I'm getting noticed by all the right people. I'm getting noticed, you know, doing all the right things. Hard work is never hard to do, you know, once you get that first reward. And I've gotten it. I work hard, and I know most of you think I hardly work. Touche. I'm serious when I tell you that nothing comes to a sleeper but a motherfucking dream. So while you sleep dreaming, I'll be woke doing some real shit. What comes to a dreamer is the opportunity to put some work in. But the thing is, you don't have to be asleep to be dreaming. You can decide to do it half-assed if you want to. But I don't play that kind of goddamn shit. I go hard. If I'm blessed to live, I'm going to see my shit come to fruition. I'm a big dreamer. But have you noticed? Damn, every one of my dreams I told you about have come true. Let's do the hard work. I put in hard work chasing that fucking dream. You know what they say. If you love what you're doing, it doesn't seem like work. When I was in the motherfucking game, I always wanted shit to go smooth. I was fucking having, you know, a gang of hoes. And with that comes a gang of problems. And now, that shit can't be handled. I mean, like, none of that shit is like, not going to be handled by game. It is all going to be handled as long as you stay down. And I always thought the one I had the least problems with would be the one that would be here in the end, but I was totally wrong. The motherfucking one that gave me hell of problems, I always had to go off on that bitch and be in her motherfucking ass. She had a lot of jealousy and the other petty shit she played. But I'm telling you, this bitch is the one that was with me when it was over. Never left. 22 years. I asked her why she did the shit she would do. And she would say, I'd rather have you over here fussing at me than to not have you over here at all. That's bitches. You want to know what? It's the same with SW. The ones who I got to scream at, I got to be fussing at, them motherfuckers are the motherfucking ones who graduate. They get it raw. It's never diluted or outdated. There's nothing to match it with. There's nothing that can match. Every motherfucker needs it, and only a few will really understand it. Now, I'm just saying, this male confidence is really something. Do yourself a favor and get laced. Some motherfucking women think I'm callous, I'm cold. You know, I've been told on many occasions that, you know, I was chicken shit. I will admit to the motherfuckers that I am callous. Then I asked them if they knew, you know, that it means something. Now, they inevitably give me the Webster's dictionary of what callous mean. And then I lace them about callous, according to my motherfucking ass. It's an acronym, and it means something. The C is for confidence, something that most males lack. The A is for alpha, because we got it like that. The first L is for lion, because you got to have that big of a motherfucking heart. The second L is for leader, because you definitely got to have the ability to see clearly. The O is for us. It simply is the connection to my motherfucking goals. Then the U is for unmatched knowledge. I've got that, and you can attain it. The S is for Sidewalk University, where your goals can become plain. See, all a woman really wants is to be led in a strong way on a path that she can see clearly that's leading to her dream relationship. Now, that's a confident, callous, and correct way. I ain't got no goddamn problems with my past. I wouldn't have no problems with your fans if you had one. I've done this and I've done that and I'm all in my endeavors. I keep the same mindset. I'm going to be the best or I'm going to die trying. And so far, since I'm still living, I'm on the high end of that scale. I ain't the best, but I'm far from the rest. Because I always endure my past. Excuse me. Always embrace my past and look forward to my future. I fucking made it. I'm living it. And I'm not ready to stop doing it. I got some fly ideas. And story time with Rosebud is one of them. I will be lacing you with some excerpts from my book when I start this, but now a couple of callers pumped my confidence course the other day. And those of you who are still skeptical, you just need to quit and get real. Get away from that paranoid feeling of being pimped on by me. Get away from that feeling and get into the feeling of success, of the success you're headed for. Get on that goddamn train carrying the men who have taken a chance on my course. And me now being carried into the land of having it their way. They're being carried by the new vehicle, which they have. Well, it's not a car. It's the new confidence they've gained the right to claim. Join them motherfuckers now. You know, you young motherfuckers can learn a lot about poise listening to my motherfucking show. You need to be in a position or a frame of mind to not get offended by to stay poised. But for me, that's all part of staying down, staying sharp. And the reason I love my show is because, of course, I'm the host. But besides me being the host, I get to see the growth in my audience. Although I don't see much growth now because ain't nobody calling me in, but it's cool. It's simply pleasing for me to see my work being absorbed. Good fucking shit. Now, and it's going to be continued. 497 out of 500 people cannot be fucking wrong. The things you need most when listening to an audiobook are all waiting for you in that rose, but the American Film audiobook. Shit, I gave away 500 audiobooks. And I did that in the, I don't know how much, so maybe last 6 months. And all the three listeners gave it a 10. And the three that didn't give it a 10 gave it a 9. You know, game and life is like a puzzle. I mean, you don't believe you can put it together until you get started. And once you do get started, you start realizing the ways to put it together. And you got to realize this, a lot of people live. I mean, you don't got to know this, but a lot of people do list the Mac as their favorite movie. And that's why so many of you motherfuckers got this game mixed up. Although, it did have some real fans in it. It was just a full misrepresentation of how the game go. Pretty Tony holding that dog being served and that nigga didn't get a dime. That shit ain't real. But what I really didn't like about it, you know, the most about it, was in the end, the nigga Goldie left town on a bus. Niggas don't do that. Niggas do get beat up, you know, in a particular city. But they tip up and you know, leave in their car that they bought or whatever. A lot of motherfuckers got a serious problem in this Alabama, but the real ones don't leave the game, especially on no motherfucking bus. You know, misleading information leads to misreputation in this Alabama. And it has slain this motherfucking game from day one. There's so many motherfuckers that ain't got no game be trying to talk about it. The good thing about, you know, in my time, was you had to hear about the shit by word of mouth. Meaning you have to be somewhere around it. Today, with all this instant this and instant that, yeah, y'all get it right away. The sad thing is when you motherfucking get it, you didn't do nothing to earn it, so it really doesn't register in your motherfucking mentality. You be searching for it, and when you get it by word of mouth, you learn so much about it along the way because you're getting it by word of mouth. That's the information you're looking for when you motherfucking find it will really help you. You guys get this so-called information off this fucking internet. And all you getting is a whole bunch of nothing. Nothing. Not a damn thing. When, you know, a nigga like me found that information, we looking for it. And it's going to improve our position in the game. And it's also focused, or it focuses us on how to get game. You got to earn it. When you've been as blessed as I've been in this life, many times you got to step back to the reality to see what's really going on. Damn, am I this strong? Am I this smart? Do I think that far, you know, ahead of the average Joe? I mean, there's a higher power than any of us. And it's at work all the time. And if you believe, you'll get your beliefs work. If you believe a little, then you're going to get a little. If you believe a lot, then you're going to get a lot. It's like that with a lot of things in life, but in reality, life itself is like that. When you go, how well your life will follow your plan. Or where you go, and how well you follow your plans will determine your life. 561, I see you there. What's up?
What's going on, Rose?
Nothing. What's happening with you? I'm good. What's up?
Not much, man. Man, I just want to say, man, every day is Father's Day, man. I appreciate you keeping it pushing, man.
Hey, I appreciate you appreciating, man, because, you know, we got to stand up. We dads.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. You know, Rosebud, I signed up for the confidence course. I'm taking that, and I signed up for SWU. So, you know, I'm waiting in July to get enrolled and everything. And one of the biggest things I want to gain from it, besides the confidence, is how to make money moves, you know, make moves with my money. You know, I'm getting a lot of different things in my ear that I'm not comfortable with, you know, and I just wanted to share that with you, man. That's one of the things.
Hey, bro, yo. Listen. What you're going to learn at Sidewalk University is how not to be bullshitting yourself. And when it comes to what to do with your money, when you think of it after being at Sidewalk University, you're going to do it. And watch and see, don't it work. It's going to help, because what you think first and foremost is the rawest idea you can think about whatever you're thinking about. Otherwise, everything else is going to be filtered through all the bullshit you've been going through, and it's going to include that bullshit. That's why that very first thought is the real fucking thought. All right, man, let me get this up. 619, what's up?
Hey, what up, bud?
I
was wondering, man, can you explain Arsenal?
Do what?
Can you explain Arsenal?
Hey, man, do you know what an Arsenal is? Not when I say the word, but do you know what the word Arsenal means?
Like a baseball pitch?
No. Arsenal means a reservoir of ammunition that you need to win whatever battle you're in. You agree with that?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
So, asking about the arsenal concerning conversation should be clear, and you shouldn't have to ask that. Because what you say, or what you want to say, is all you need to think. That's what's wrong with you guys. What makes you think what you want to say is wrong or not cool or not the thing to say? Why is that? Most of you motherfuckers think that way. And you don't pay attention to the motherfuckers that say what the fuck they think are the motherfuckers that's living like they want to live. You don't pay attention to that.
Yeah.
Do you agree with that?
I don't know.
See, stop. Don't say nothing else. And listen to this. What motherfucker don't know what he agreed with or not?
What motherfucker know what really what?
What kind of motherfucker don't know what he agree with or not?
Oh, yeah, I don't know.
Man, you sick. You know what you need, bro? You need some fucking training. You do know. You just scared as fuck to make a commitment. Ain't nowhere in the fuck you don't know what you believe. Is that right or wrong?
Wrong.
What?
Wrong.
It's wrong. What makes you say that?
Yeah. I believe that you, any motherfucker, should be agreed with what he think, should be agreed with it.
Okay, stop right there. Stop right there. My point was any motherfucker, what kind of motherfucker don't know what the fuck he believes? And the first thing you said was you believed I was wrong, and you believed it because of whatever the fuck your reasoning was, which proves my goddamn point. If you believe something, you ain't about to be scared to say it whether it's wrong or right. Do you see that?
Okay. No, I believe in what I believe.
No, I'm not asking you, do you believe? I'm asking you, do you see what I'm saying?
Let me see. No, I...
Wait, listen.
No.
You don't. And that's because you ain't being real with yourself. What I'm saying is this, bro. Just like you believe whatever it was you said you believed when you start explaining why you believe it, you know, is the exact point I'm making. How can you be wrong if you believe it? Now, there is a such thing as believing the wrong thing. But that don't mean you're wrong for believing in you. That means you have to take in new information so that when you believe in you, you don't make no mistakes. So what I'm saying is this.
Okay.
I went through a lot of shit in my life where I wanted to do some shit that some other motherfucker said or people were saying was the right thing to do, and I never won. Maybe once or twice. But I always fucking win when I do what I think to do first. The first thing I think, if I do it the way I'm thinking it, I'm gonna fucking win. Do you know why?
Why?
What business mogul do you know of didn't do what he thinks? He or she?
I'm not sure.
Bro, you so scary. Hey, man, all your answers are fear. You won't make a commitment. You won't say anything to make you take a position. You just want to be there so you can continue to play. Dude, you grew up playing T-ball, huh?
Yeah.
I know you did, motherfucker. Ain't no motherfucker like me had no ball placed on the pedestal so I can hit it. When I was five or whatever age playing peewee, they used to throw a ball at us. And we had to swing and hit it. And if we got threw out at first, we was out. We ain't getting no goddamn trophy if we come in third. You motherfuckers all get trophies for participation. And that's all you about is this conversation. And as long as you're in this conversation with the bullshit you be saying, you think that you having a conversation. But what you ain't doing is paying attention to the information that's being relayed by both of us. What's up with that? right, man. You, hey, dude. You
what's
you
up?
A person that could really benefit from my shit. You need to go to my site and sign up. Hey, I ain't got time to be just, you know, talking to somebody who don't believe in their goddamn self. So, you know, I'll let you know, man. There's shit you can say out your mouth to prove whatever the fuck you're talking about. Because I'm going to ask a question and see. I don't necessarily think hella farther than the average Joe thinks, but I do. What I'm saying, you know, you got to think of what the fuck you're doing and what's going to happen from what you're doing it. There's a higher power than any of us working. And there's a higher power than any of us working for me. That if you goddamn believe, not in me, if you believe in what the fuck you talking about, you will get your belief, and you don't believe none of the shit you talking about. That's why you can't answer questions when it's about what you're talking about. You can only theorize about what you're talking about, which, goddamn, theories are like assholes. Everybody got one. Who in the fuck want to go for everyone to hear? It's like that with a lot of things in life, but really life itself is like that. Where you go and how well your life will follow your plans all depends on how much you believe you deserve to get there. Personally, I have a long fucking way to go before I'm where I need to be with God, myself, the way I live. So I receive my beliefs worth, and that's a little. But my bad day is a lot of motherfuckers' dream day. And my little is normally in abundance for the regular Joe. So it's all relative. 561, what's up, bro?
But this happened here, man. And, you know, I was telling you about I'm enrolled at SWU. Can't wait for that to start in the confidence course. And, yeah, I feel more better about the decisions I've been making as far as what I want to do with the bread. But I really called in the day is because I've been torn with something, and I've been critically thinking about it. But, you know, I'm just so torn, and I thought maybe if I put it out there on the show today, maybe you can help me out with it.
Well, can you just put it out there so I don't have to guess what the fuck you're talking about?
Okay. I got crossed by a family member. And I'm trying to let that, you know, water go under the bridge. But just moving forward, you know, I just put it out there to him. I say, you know, I really don't trust you. But the thing is, this is why I'm torn, because everybody's telling me, you know, y'all family, you know what I mean, and you should move that way. But I'm just being honest with myself.
Listen, man, listen. You don't suppose to, like, say, fuck family, okay? Now, let's say some member crossed you. You got to decide if you want to be mad for the rest of your life at this motherfucker, because this motherfucker did do whatever the hell they did, or do you want to be comfortable with yourself when you're around that motherfucker for whatever family type situation? Because anytime there's a family situation and that motherfucker's going to be around, as long as you tripping, you're going to have a fucked up time.
Yeah. You're right, man. You're right.
What am I saying?
I know I got to let it go, man.
Hey, wait, stop.
You said
listen
that.
To me, man. Listen.
Okay.
What am I saying to you?
I got a decision to make. Either I let it go, you know, and
or
move on,
Hey, either you let it go or not. Fuck all the bullshit in between. All that goddamn shit you're
right,
saying
right.
in between is why you can't live this. You either gonna let it go or not. And right now,
right now,
I know goddamn well you know what to do. So what is it?
Let that shit go.
Why don't you do that then, motherfucker? That's the advice I would give you. That's the advice you decided you really think, and we both are on the same page, so why ain't you letting that shit go?
Well, that's why I called in, bud, because
fuck that.
All right,
I didn't ask you why you called in. I asked you, why haven't you let that shit go?
Oh, just don't want to be crossed up again.
Hey, wait, stop. Letting it go means you going to be crossed over again?
No, I was trying to prevent.
Stop.
So
I don't want to hear your bullshit. All I want to hear is the answer. And you say, no, it don't mean I'm going to be fucked over again. So what I'm saying why ain't you going with what you know? You ain't going with what you know because you don't trust the shit you think because you a liar.
No, you know what? No, but.
Listen to me, man.
No, you know what, bud?
Okay, man. All
right, go ahead.
What? No, go ahead.
I was gonna say, you know, I truly do want to let it go, but at the same time, I want to confront the situation and just let them know, like,
hey,
you know,
listen, what kind of motherfucker are you, man? Wait, stop. What kind of motherfucker are you? I'm saying let the shit go, and you agree that you should let it go, but you can't let it go unless you confront whoever the fuck you're talking about. But you ain't confronting them. What the fuck is wrong with you?
No, but I already confronted them. That's why people are telling me to go.
Stop.
Move on.
Man, see, this is why I don't like talking to you motherfuckers. Because you be so full of goddamn shit. If you already confronted him, you wouldn't let that be a reason you ain't forgot the goddamn shit. See, you're lying. You lying to yourself, which is why you can't make no goddamn decision. You lie about all of this real shit you thinking, and then you take those lies mixed with the truth, and you try to make a decision. Come on, man. If you said...
All right, bud, let me fall back in the queue, man.
What?
Yeah, I did say so. You know, at the time when I said it, he was like, he don't want to hear it. He said he didn't want to hear it. So, you know, that's what made me fall back and be like, hold on. You know,
oh, so
what
you
mean
going
you don't
want
to hear
it? Hey, so you going on what another motherfucker say about some shit that's important to you. Man, I don't want to hear that shit. So
right.
You just stop telling him. That's what you said. I would have told that motherfucker, I don't give
That's
a fuck
much.
If you don't want to hear it, motherfucker. You did this shit, and it's bothering me, and I'm telling you.
Yeah. Right.
Right what?
Facts. No, those are facts, man. I mean, you know, what he did,
listen,
he tried to get
Stop.
That out of there. Cause,
Stop.
What's up?
If
what's up?
That shit is fact.
I'm listening to you. You're on beat, though.
Can you shut the fuck up, man? If the shit is fact, why don't you go with the fact? See, you lying. You lying to yourself, and the way you can prove it every time is when somebody brings something to you that you can say whatever about the truth, your ass be quiet. That's what you're doing.
Oh, okay.
Okay,
no,
my motherfucking ass.
I'm actually listening to you, bud.
No, you're not quiet to listen
to
me, you lying-ass motherfucker, because I asked you something, and then I shut up.
And there's silence because you don't say nothing. Come on, man, you a liar. You scared of your fucking thoughts, and you ain't never gonna live to your thoughts because you know your thoughts is some real shit, and you a punk, motherfucker. I already got that from you. You a punk, and I don't give a fuck what you say or how you like me. You got punk in your motherfucking ass, a nigga lied to stick his finger in your booty. Because
come
you
on,
lied
bro.
To
come on. God damn, bro.
Motherfucker, you ain't gonna stand up. You gonna start trying to explain like you doing now. Man, I ain't
but
got
I was
no
listening
punk
to you, bud. That's what it was.
What?
I was listening to you, bud. That's what that was. I was listening to you. That's what
no,
that was, bud.
Okay, listen to this. Tell me why the fuck you don't do what you think.
Because I think it'll be cold, and I don't want to be that person. I don't want to be cold.
What you want to be? What you want to be, lukewarm?
Yeah, man, I copy that. I copy what you're saying. Sometimes you just got it is what it is. But everybody
hey,
else
man.
Telling me, you know what
hey,
I mean?
Hey, bro, can you stop trying to front like you know what the fuck I'm talking about? Because you don't. You just saying some shit, man. You making yourself, in my eyes, look really little. You can't answer shit. You don't stand up for shit you say out your goddamn mouth. When you say some shit that is changed, let's say by some shit I say, you don't even defend what was changed. You understand it. Come on, man. You can't understand and go for everything and have a fucking position that you stand on. What the fuck is wrong with you, man? You motherfuckers
but
do
I told
not
you my position.
You don't
want to call in position,
here. Can you be quiet, bro? You don't want to call in here and start faking because I'm asking you real shit. And the real shit is going to require you to stand up for what the fuck you saying. And anytime you can't answer, you full of shit. You are absolutely full of shit. Get that through your head or answer all the questions that you're asked about what you believe immediately. Do not have silence. Because when I was in the streets, when you ask a motherfucker something and that motherfucker can't talk, you just leave and go get his bitch. This nigga can't have that bitch. Motherfucker can't talk. Man, I'm finna go have that bitch. And the nigga might go take the bitch. Why? Because I hear that punk shit coming out your mouth. So you got to be a punk. And I'm gonna go take your bitch. And when I get her, I'm gonna put her right back down where you had her. And you know what? I ain't gonna be nowhere around because I'm gonna be pimping. Shit, I don't give a fuck. If you get that bitch back, you better get her back, or I'm going to pimp on her motherfucking ass. So I'm saying, man, all this shit is answerable. It ain't no shit like you saying anything goes. No, a certain thing go, and when you do it, you been the roll. That's how life is, man. If you want to deal with it, deal with it. If you want to just make it what you think, make it what you think. I ain't mad at you, but I know what you think gonna keep you being a motherfucking sucker. I don't care
right,
if you like
exactly.
what you're saying.
Well, thanks for that.
I
thanks
don't
for
care
the
if you
thanks
like what I'm saying. You a sucker, and you know it.
Thank you for the feedback, bud. Yeah, I accepted some sucker shit. I ain't no sucker, but I accepted some sucker-ass shit, you know.
Hey, this is what I want you to do. Admit to me right now that you do sucker shit.
I don't do no sucker shit, nah.
Alright.
I don't do no sucker shit. I accepted some sucker shit, you know.
Okay. You don't do no. Why don't you say that and be through?
Yeah. But on what you said and what you shared with me, man, and your perspective, man, I appreciate the feedback. You know, if I'm gonna let it go, you know, because it's only fucking with me. It ain't fucking with nobody else but me. You know
what
I mean?
So
every
what
time
I'm
we
saying,
get around
hey,
a little
bro, listen to me. What I'm saying is when you decide, you know, look at it like you have looked at it, and you see what you see, and the fucking outcome is it's only fucking with you, why would I need to tell you to fuck that shit?
You don't.
Well, then, there you go, bro.
Don't need to tell me.
There you go, bro.
I just wanted to hear you.
Hey, listen
Thank
to
you.
Me, man. Fuck your little bullshit.
I just wanted to hear
what
another.
Can you be quiet, please? What I'm saying is this. If you don't need it, you're going to make the right decision before you call. And then you're going to call. You're going to call in and say, man, I was fucking with this, that, and the other. It was some family shit, and it was fucking with me, man. But shit, man, it was only fucking. And you would say, I said, fuck it. What you think? Was that right or wrong? I wouldn't be able to tell you if it was right or wrong, but I sure would be able to tell you what you did was right, because it was what the fuck you really thought based on the facts. What's up?
I hear you. No, I hear what you're saying. Make a decision and stand on it.
Period.
You know.
Be
and if I got a
go ahead, man.
And if I got a question about it, you know what I'm saying? You know, if you can help, you'll help. Before asking you, know what I mean? What should I do? At the end of the day, you know what I mean? It's gonna affect me.
Hey, bro, listen to me,
so
man.
I got,
please,
yo,
listen. Bro, based on what you just said, you understand what I've been doing right now. It ain't got nothing to do with what the fuck I think. It got something to do with what you think, and do you have enough nuts to deal with what you decided? I don't ask nobody to help me. And you don't need to either. Whatever you think, do it. Believe me, if you come to Sidewalk University, that's what the fuck you're going to learn. You feel me?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I'm waiting for July semester. And
hey, man, I want to see
I'm
you there,
bro. I'm a
student
person anyway.
I want to see you there, man, so come on
be,
in July 1st.
I'm going to be locked in. I'm going to be locked in, man. I probably have a good day.
I know you are. I know you are, man. I got some more shit to talk about. See, personally, like I say, I got a long way to go. And my like I say, my bad days are a lot of people's great wit they can have these days. But, I mean, I'm not a regular Joe. So it's all relative. You just need to make sure you give praise what praise is due. And you don't wait till the day is over. You know, after looking at this shit, you got to give praise to God. You know, I've done a lot of things leading up to this fucking milestone of living 70 years. And I'm proud. I'm telling you, I'm proud about a book I wrote concerning single mothers. Actually, I'm proud about all my books. But the book about single mothers raising sons, it just talks about a lot of mistakes ladies make. And this is not a how-to type of book. This is more of a did you know or did you realize or did you think of kind of book. I'm on a mission to give back to my community. The generativity phase of life, which is what I'm in, calls for a person to do all things that are possible to give to a community or the community at large.
And I'm telling you, I'm going after the young men that I'm focusing on. That's who I believe need me most. That's the group of people I think lack guidance. Because they don't believe they can and they can do the fuck they want to do, which they can. What if it's not productive? I'm going to do it again because I love it. I ain't mad at none of you motherfuckers for not calling in. But you motherfuckers that did call in, I love you. Because that's what I want to kick it. I don't want to necessarily talk about fucking shit I thought to talk about. I want to talk about the shit that I thought to talk about makes you think. Then I want to talk about that shit. 561, you back on there, man. What's up?
Oh, Bud, man, you did your thing, man. You really got me thinking a little bit deeper, man, and I appreciate that.
You know I'm glad, brother.
Yeah, you did a lot to get me, though, but goddamn, you got me, though, and I appreciate you, man.
All right, man, I appreciate you, man. Be cool.
All right, bro.
All right, you guys, I'm gone.